Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt. Everyone's here this week. Very excited. Feel like it's been a long time since we've got everyone. I could be wrong. I have no concept of time. Time is an illusion to me. I was sick this week in the middle of it, so it made everything like even worse. Bistany. So that was good. But everyone is here, and I am genuinely excited because, like I said, I feel like it's been a long time, but it easily could be the week before last everyone was here, and it's only been 2 weeks. Is that the case?
Yeah, we were all here for government gripes, and then two of us were missing last week.
I feel like government gripes happened in 2011.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm broken. Everything about me, like it's just getting to the point. Just march me up a mountain. Martin. But everyone's here. Charles, what's new with you? How are you? Yeah. How was your week? How's it going? You weren't here last week. What happened? There's some controversy. You want to clear that up?
Controversy?
Yeah, Will said that you fucking bitched out of a race because you're a little baby boy.
That's not what I said.
That's what he said.
he said he was throwing up diarrhea.
Yeah. I had my big race of the year down in Florida. I talked Sam into coming to pit crew for me. We started at 1 in the afternoon in Florida sun, and it was fucking hot. First 5 miles, terrible. I have acid reflux, so that heat mixed with like having food in my stomach, I was starting off great with burping nonstop. And then basically 10 miles in, still couldn't eat, started eating around 15 miles. But it didn't matter because as I drank close to 1,500 milliliters of water per lap per 5 miles. And it's a lot of water, 3 bottles of water. It didn't matter what I did because my body could not hold on to the water. Apparently, I was just completely dehydrated by the time I hit 30 miles. And on my lap for 30 miles, which my goal was 75. In 24 hours, I was on pace to probably hit 80 to 85. And I came in, I was bone dry. I threw up my running gels on that lap. I also threw up water.
What are running gels?
So they're basically like gummies, is what I had. But there is a gel, basically like a syrup in a little packet. I don't have any near me, but
what do they do?
It's basically sugar, electrolytes, stuff like that, all in one.
They make you throw up.
It's like 100 calories in you.
Okay, so they're like exactly like what the villain from Men in Black would want.
Mm-hmm. Give me sugar.
Yeah,
in the water.
Sugar. Can I trouble you for a glass of sugar water?
Yeah. Had that, threw up, and then talk to my coach, and he was like, all right, give it like 15 minutes, drink some more water, see if you go in. And in that 15 minutes, I threw up stomach bile at that point. And then after that, I threw up one more time, and that was violent enough that it brought me to my knees. So we called it at that point.
Man, Will was right.
Yeah.
So you had a great time.
Well, worth it.
I had a great time. I finished with 35 miles. So I went out in the morning with, I ran the last lap with Jess, which was her last lap to get 50 miles. So she joined, got her first 50 miler bib for the race, which the race is if you get 50, 75, 100, or 125, you get special bibs. I can't easily access mine, but it's got a bib.
125 miles. Oh, yeah.
No one's hit 125. That's the one no one's got. They tied the record this year. Second person hit 115 miles this year.
So one thing that hasn't been clarified yet is that this is not just like a race where you run, like there's a bunch of obstacles throughout the race. So you race and then you climb a giant fucking wall and then you race and then you dive into ice water and then you race and then you climb under barbed wire.
Yes. Like every quarter, almost like every quarter to half mile, there's an obstacle.
And so, do you just repeat them?
They open, like, from the start of the race, your first hour, there's no obstacles open. Then after that, they open every 30 minutes to an hour. So, up until midnight. There's they also should, the last obstacle is electroshock therapy, where it will give you, like, a small little electric shock.
This is basically torture.
I'm not.
So. It's definitely torture. I also got to... I mean, I was exhausted and I was just sitting there for, you know, most of the night. But I got to learn the absolute disgusting diet that Charles and these runners have. It's bizarre to say the least. There must have been, I don't know, $300 to $400 worth of food there. And it was all like weird gels, pizza, tacos, sour gummies, pickle juice, just like the most bizarre shit that you...
Oreos.
Like if you ask
ramen, juice? Instant mashed potatoes. Yes, pickle juice. I drink pickle juice for the salt content. So you're drinking the brine. And
everyone's wondering why he's throwing up now.
No wonder you're dehydrated.
There was one throw up that Charles threw up into a like a napkin or something and then said, "Sam, will you look at this and tell me if it's blood?"
I'm colorblind, so
it was not
dark. Yeah, that was. I was worried. I was like, "Shit."
So, Charles, if you asked me that, I'd say, "Just get in the car. Just get in the car. No, we're out of here."
So the only reason I didn't fully stop is because if you don't finish a lap after 9 a.m, you are considered not a finisher. So I paid over $500 to run these three races. So that means I don't get any of the extra shit that comes with it. So I was like, you know what? I can recover enough time to go out and do 5 miles in the morning, which I did. So, yeah. It's
what a world.
Yes. It's obstacle racing. Endurance OCR is a whole different world. And it's why I most likely won't be going back to it because it's becoming too hard on my 36-year-old body.
It's too commercial.
That too, actually. It's currently going on. Currently not doing well, but and then
they should make one of the obstacles successful hostage negotiation. I think that would really change people's times.
I mean, they've had one last year and they show it up every now and then. It's Operation is the idea, but it's you have a pole with like a, I don't know, some piece of metal on the tip of it, and you basically have to stick it through a hole without touching the sides or you get shocked. It's basically Operation. But
nice,
they didn't do that. But yeah, and then 2 days later, I went to Animal Kingdom, met up with Sam and Kaylee.
Was that first your first time there?
Second time, first time since it opened. I went the first year it opened.
2000.
Yeah, that was I remember that park. I mean, that park is very like beautiful, considerable for like a Disney park. I remember the dinosaur ride being a lot brighter. When I was a kid.
I'm sure it's just gotten progressively dim. It's dark as shit. You can't see fuck all.
You can't see anything in that ride.
Dude, the only thing you can see is the fucking dinosaur's bright human teeth at the end.
Yeah.
When he's holding up the fucking gate. That's my favorite thing.
But I wanted to ride that ride one more time before they got rid of it.
I know.
I was happy I did. The thing that sucks is they got rid of all the merch for that ride. It's just like generic dinosaur shit. So there's no special merch. And I was like, wanted to buy it. I wanted to buy your fake MAGA hat from there.
I was just about to say, remember that time?
They didn't have it.
Well, I got that one from like another place, but I love that hat. When what's his face accused me of wearing a MAGA hat, and it was a Dr. Iguanodon, Dr. Marsh's Iguanodon's hat that I got. I was like, it's just a red hat, and I wear all my hats backwards. Sorry, man.
Yeah. They all that merch is gone. So, but yeah, that park is still pretty great. I loved going there. Had a great time. Got to ride the rides.
There you go. Did you go on Flight of Passage?
Yeah. Thanks to Sam's like direction. He said to try and do that first. So we only waited not even 40 minutes, which was the time.
That's good.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was a great ride. But yeah.
Did you eat at Flame Tree Barbecue?
Actually, yeah, we did.
I still might get that tattooed on me. That's my favorite quick service in all the parks. It's so good.
Yeah, we looked around and we were like, okay, there's restaurants open. We went to like the dinosaur park,
which right.
I was like, yeah. And then I walked out, I was like, let's just get barbecue. And it was, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was good.
So good.
So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Did that. Right. And then we went to Harry Potter World and crushed Harry Potter World the next day. Like, absolutely speed run both parks.
Nice.
Universal. So, had a good time.
I got to get over there. But by the time I get over there, Epic Universal will be well open.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for that to open next year.
Should we all go to Epic Universe as like a show? Because I might be able great. To sell my wife on that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is the show paying for it?
Is the show paying for it? We'll I don't know. Yeah. Depends on the listeners.
We'll open that Patreon tier, you know?
I'll put it this way. If the money's there, we can spend it on there. I don't give a shit. Right now, the show makes $22 a month, and that's just enough to cover only one of the hostings that the rest of us pay for the other ones.
Yo, if you're still subscribed, who are you?
There's like four. There's like four people. They get like $5. Hey, listen, they're literally so our hosting on Castos is $20 a month, and that's that.
There you go.
And then all our other things are like you know, the like clean feed I pay for. I pay for our phonic. You guys pay for Riverside.
Riverside.
Yeah, I mean.
Apparently, Riverside gave us 2 months for free because I was like, I'm going to cancel. And they're like, oh, no, stay. I'm like, oh, okay.
Johnny Riverside got on the phone. He's like, listen, Jack, what if I give you 2 months for free? You still like the Riverside? It's me, Johnny Riverside. Okay, cool. Good update. Sam, what's new with you? You're not traveling for a little bit.
Yeah, we're kind of just trying to decide how long we're going to stay in Florida. There's no like real hard date for coming back up, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, why would you come up for the winter? It's a miserable time.
I know. I mean, I have a house that I haven't seen since July.
Just sell it. Sublet it.
I'm currently living in it. Like, that's why I have my background blur.
There it is.
Why is my mom there? Yeah. Other than being in Florida, you know, most of my new stuff was with Charles, which we already covered. So I'm going to throw just two quick movie recommendations out for this week. They couldn't be any more different. They're both 10 out of 10 A+. Like, you should definitely watch those movies, but very different. Number one is The Substance. Has anyone seen The Substance?
I've been hearing about it. It's good.
It's with Demi Moore. It's about an aging actress who takes a mystery substance in order to, I don't know, become younger. It's more like a monkey's paw, be careful what you wish for sort of movie. But it is like a Cronenberg-esque body horror movie to a level that I've never seen before. Ooh, okay. So I would recommend it. And then the other one is... couldn't be any more different, and that is called
Air Bud 12.
I wish. It is called A Real Pain. It's a movie written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg. And
it's the guy who played
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Like and basically it's a movie about two cousins who travel through Poland to visit their deceased grandmother's birthplace and the kind of spiritual journey they take together along the way. It's very, very powerful, really beautiful. Okay. Nice. For all our Jewish listeners out there, they cover their Jewish heritage a lot. And yeah, it couldn't be any more different than The Substance, but I've seen two A+ movies this week, and also probably 10 shitty ones.
Bad ones.
All right. Yeah, that's me.
I'll have to check it out. Will? Hi.
Yeah. Hi. So I had a pretty good week. I went a little viral on Reddit a couple days ago.
What are you doing on Reddit?
I love Reddit. I've been on there for 20 years.
That's where I stay.
Fuck Reddit. You're fucking Reddit idiots. Anyway, go on.
But anyway, I made a dumb post, just a meme post of and Matt, as you know, the Massachusetts voted on shooting down the requirement for the MCAS test to graduate high school.
Yeah. I mean,
and I referenced that by saying, these are the kids next year when the MCAS is handed out. And it was a snapshot of that, New Zealand woman who
started a haka
in Congress. Mm-hmm. And she was just ripping up the test. And I sent it to my sister, who's a teacher in Massachusetts, because I thought she would find it funny. She's like, yeah, I saw this. I'm like, I just posted it like 5 minutes ago. And
it's already it made its way through the teachers union.
Yeah, it was crazy. It got like 100,000 views. And
put the top 5 of Death logo in there. Just fucking.
I was saying, I'm just going to like change, edit the post to just be top5ofdeath.com. Anyway, so I clicked on it yesterday to see how much interaction it had. And I saw one of the comments was like, don't use, what was it? What's that term?
Indigenous.
Cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation. Thank you. Froze up there. Don't use like someone's cultural demonstration for memes. or you shouldn't. And so I'm like, oh, fuck this person. So, of course, I do what any reasonable, rational person does.
Do the same thing with your profile on the woman.
That
would have been sick.
I go into their profile. I'm like, let's figure out who this person is trying to tell me what to do. And I was ready to go like deep dive, Google their username for other accounts. I didn't have to. Right on the first page, this person was a self-described mature cross-dressing.
Massachusetts.
A mature cross-dresser who also posts about interactions with your Johns as a hooker. And below these couple of posts was pictures of this old guy's butthole.
How was it?
It was bad. It was very, very bad.
Just want to make sure we're just crossing our T's.
So I was looking to like come up with some clever thing to respond when all I had to say was, well, you shouldn't post your butthole on Reddit.
Yeah. You said, listen, that's my culture, and now you're appropriating that.
I was ready to go to war. But
what was their quippy response?
Just their
nothing
butthole
yet. Nothing. Yeah. You're like, well. That,
I thought I had an unrefutable comment, but if they did post their butthole again, I don't
that
know.
That would have been awesome.
I would have to do the same.
Yeah. Like, all right.
And then he went viral on our Discord as well.
I did.
Will did?
Oh, yeah. So, not really viral. Nobody gave a shit. Justin got a hold of my phone yesterday and just posted in the Discord that I can't stop crying.
What? So when did that happen?
It was last night, and I figured it wasn't real because I thought that you were actually just replying to it was just underneath the person's comment about your Reddit post and how you were really affected by it. So I wasn't worried, but then actually. Well, there's a post from Tanith saying, like, are you okay? Please let us know what's going on.
Shout out to you for giving a shit.
That's so funny.
I'm glad you're okay.
Fucking.
I got a text message from K-Funk and said, hey, do you need me, man? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude.
Thanks, Rose, man.
Gotcha. That's a good Rose,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Discord's for. Join the Discord.
On the, did anyone see that meme of like, you know, text from bro, it was nice, you know, it was nice knowing you. I really hope you have a happy and healthy rest of your life. I'm out. And it was like two different clips, and it was like the girlfriend's reaction, and she starts like breaking down. And then the bro's reaction, it was just a scene of Wolverine sprinting through the woods. I was like, yeah, dude.
So how you
that's
doing,
really
Matt?
Funny. I'm great. I'm doing good. I was sick for like straight up 8 hours, like the whole cycle in 8 hours on Tuesday. Fine. All morning. Good. Great. No problems. Then at like 10:30, I started to get a little cold, like temperature cold. And then by like 10:40, I was starting to shiver. And then by 10:50, I had the chill so bad I had to just like sign off of work and go lay down, and I couldn't. I was like getting sore. I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I just laid in bed and just shivered and froze and whatever, and was just like trying to sleep and was having like fever dreams until about like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it just started to just like release. And then by like 10:30, 11, I was like, "What the fuck was that?" No idea. No idea.
Weird.
Yeah,
you just got to drink. What is it, Charles? 1,500 centimeters of water.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll start measuring them by the ruler.
Hold on. How far is it?
A couple more centimeters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, other than that, it's been good. I was supposed to go see my favorite band, Saves the Day, today, but me and my wife realized that neither of us bought tickets, and we went.
Was this one of those scenarios where like you were going to buy the tickets, or like she was, and then like
we tried to figure it out, and like there's no even like history of the conversation in our text messages about like the show at all. It's just we were both aware that the show was happening and had just assumed that we were going. And then just
last
like,
last week, one of your gripes was that you waste money on buying concert tickets and not going.
I would have went to this one. I was planning on going to it. It's not sold out, but I asked my wife, I go, because at this point I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I can take it or leave it. So I told my wife, I was like, listen, pretend I don't exist. It's only you. Would you buy tickets and go? And she was like, probably not. I go, all right, let's just stay home. So we're just staying home. It's fine. I've seen this band so many times. I love them. It's fine. And I told her, I said, if I'm going to spend money on tickets, I'd rather spend money to go see Streetlight in December, because I haven't seen them nearly as much, and I haven't seen them in a long, long time. I saw Saves the Day, like, I saw them last year, so it's fine. But yeah, so other than that, it's been good. It's been a wonderful, wild Super Bowl week. A lot of craziness, a lot of ups and downs. Trump making his appointment picks, happy with some, indifferent on some, bummed on some, but yeah, you know, what can you do? But one thing we didn't get any reaction from Charles or Sam on their Super Bowl, reactions. So you can have no reaction. I don't care. You can just be like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. And that's fine too. But I just wanted to, in case you had any thoughts or things, or any bones to pick or any, questions to ask or whatever. I just wanted to at least give you the opportunity. If not, that's fine.
I don't have long of one. I mean, I was in the Discord watching it, and yeah, within like by like 11, I was like, well, we know where this is going. By the time California started registering, I was like, all right, we know where this is going to go. So it's whatever. I mean, everyone had the week of doom and gloom, and it's still going, which brought me back when he won last time. I was like, well, my life's already, I got to get my shit together for my life, so I can no longer give a shit about this. And we'll see what happens. Like you said, he's doing his picks, very interesting picks. Some of them are not exciting. I will say that much.
Yeah. Well, there's so many picks. They can't all be zingers, you know? That's what I was kind of like. I was like, like the Rubio pick, I was like, not
whatever.
That was probably the one I was probably like, I probably the most actively being like,
mine was Gates, where I went, are you kidding me?
No, I'm pumped on that. I'm so fucking psyched.
Really? But, that guy, you could just punch him right in the face. I fucking hate this guy.
Yeah, I know. That's why he makes all the right people fucking furious. Very pumped on
him. I don't think that's a good thing.
Of course it is.
I've seen
Gates posted on a lot of shows. You know, Gates very much has like the same effect as like JD Vance on me, where like he got picked and I was like, I was like, not a super big fan. Historically, what I know of him is like not great. And then after like hearing him talk like a bunch of times on different podcasts, I was like, you know what? All right, I'm pro. And that's exactly my same trajectory history on Gates or whatever, where it's like, I heard a thing. I go, that sounds like bullshit. I went and listened to him. I was like, okay. And then as listening to him, you know, on different podcasts and different appearances and things I've seen him do in Congress, I was like, you know what? I support him. But that's for me. But anyway, go on.
I think he's more of a, I think this is one of those things they're putting him in a position so he's in the pocket, because the whole internal investigation that's happening with him.
It's already over. Oh, with the ethics thing?
Yeah. Who cares? Where they don't want to release it. I'm assuming my whole thing is they got something on them, and you know what? They're going to put them in a position where they can go like, we have you here, so we're going to get whatever we want passed.
If they had something, they'd already leak it. And even if they did, no one cares. The people don't give a shit about these government agencies anymore. It's like, it's over. No one gives a fuck.
The only interesting thing about his cabinet pick is I didn't think Mike Huckabee was still around.
He picked Mike Huckabee for something?
Ambassador to Israel.
Whatever.
Right? I didn't even know he was still around.
Neither did I. Gone. I thought he had a podcast. I did not see that one.
It's there's a list of ongoing like picks he had. So hey, but we're getting more Tulsi Gabbard stuff. So
hell yeah. Man, people are freaking out about her. It's right back to like, she's a Russian agent. It's like, man, you people don't get it. You people don't get it yet, do you? Learn, read the fucking room. But yeah, I'm very, very pumped on that one. Tulsi's cool.
And then I don't think his defense secretary is going to get approved.
Oh, that's like his
one. I don't think, because he has to go through Senate confirmation. I know they have the Senate lockdown, but I don't think he's going to get it. I think that's the one they're gonna end up hot swapping.
I don't think so, and it doesn't matter because, I mean, it's they'll just if he wants to, he'll just recess Congress and just recess appoint him, or you can take the Obama route, and Obama would just reappoint someone as acting whatever chair every 150 days. That's what Obama did with his attorney general. He didn't get him passed. He just had him, acting attorney general and just re-upped it every 150 days.
He's like a, what are they called? Not an intern, but a, I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
An aide?
Kind of. Not like a full-on intern, but basically a temp. He's just a temp position. He's a temp worker.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Renew his contract all the time. But yeah. I mean, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Sam, any thoughts? Any concerns?
I'll give my quick thoughts. My quick thoughts are that, obviously, like, it wasn't a close race.
No.
So, you know, he won. He has the Congress, the Senate. He's appointing all of his friends into you know, whatever position he feels like they fall into. So America is going to get exactly what it asked for. And oh, yeah, if, dude. And after 4 years, if we're in a way better position, then I'll say like, oh, okay. There's no opposition, right? Basically at the moment from the Democrats, because.
From the Democrats, no, but there are still plenty of like, never Trumper Senate Republicans that exist. So the opposition still exists, but those people, like to your point of like, the people have voted, and if these people didn't like put up any obstruction against, which they're already like claiming or trying to do, they're going to get primaried right out of there. So, but I don't know, but go continue.
So my thought process would be that it's most likely easier for them to pass things having control over everything. Is that reasonable?
It should be.
So again, if things, there's a lot of change and things get better, then after 4 years, I'll be like, huh, son of a bitch. But after 4 years, if everything has gone to shit, the only thing that I don't want to hear from all the MAGA people are excuses of why it didn't, of why this didn't happen and that didn't happen. Because I think that the excuses are plenty when things don't go their way. Hence, I mean, we haven't heard anything about like a recount this year.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So
they also aren't missing tons of votes and a lot of shady reported things as often as there were. I mean, Philadelphia had a bunch of trucks pull up and then left without doing anything. So they were like, what the fuck was that? A bunch of trucks showed up in the middle of the night. A bunch of people ran over with cameras and shit. And then the trucks just left. But Philadelphia went that way anyway. But it was just shit like that. That was weird.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm just not interested in hearing excuses after 4 years if things go poorly. But I'm also willing to say if things went well, then hey, things went well.
Yeah. I think that's probably.
Market's responding well. I can tell you that much.
Listen, if Bitcoin becomes the new official currency of the U.S., then I'll have $20 of it.
that won't happen. But yeah, I mean, I'm with that. Not if he lost to Harris. I'll put it this way: if there was a, and man, for the love of God, fucking Democrats, again, read the fucking room. That shit is over. Whatever you've been running on, people don't want it. You gotta re-fucking do it. And all that, you want to talk about making excuses? Holy shit! Some of these like entrenched Dem people that just can't—they're so like on their high fucking high horse, they can't even believe that they lost again in such an incredible fashion. Instead of like doing self-reflecting, being like, you know, it's like Will's Principal Skinner meme is like, am I out of touch? No, it's everyone else who's wrong. It's like, no, like shit's over. Like, you guys got to shift. Like, I would also, you know, it's like wrestling companies. When WWE was like the only game in town, it just got stale and boring. And I was like, man, I wish there was like another thing to like keep each other in check. That's why I like Universal and Disney so much. They fucking keep each other in check. And so fucking Dems, get a pop. Like, you guys got to fucking push that radical shit way the fuck out there. And just come more back to the center and offer an alternative that people like, or at least makes sense, and isn't predicated on any fucking identity politics. People do not want that.
Yeah. I mean, I trust me, the result was not what I wanted from the election, but I completely understand why it went that way, because obviously the Democratic Party installed a candidate that people didn't vote for. And so when it came time to actually vote for her, a lot of people were like, nah, I'd rather not. I understand. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if the price of eggs goes down.
we shall see. I mean, drill, baby, drill. Get those energy costs down. Everything else will come down with it. Yeah. No. I think those are both very reasonable positions to take. And next year, it's like a new arc. It's the next three. It's the next trilogy. The beginning of the next trilogy, basically.
The Thunderbolts assemble.
Yeah. Anything else?
Speaking of Universal Disney, did you see Disney's doing the villains expansion to Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, I'm already upset about it.
Oh, did you want the whole park?
I'm tired of expansions. I want a fucking another gate. Yeah. I'm tired of expansions. I'm over it. Drives me nuts.
Yeah. Epic Universe is going to shake Disney up a little bit more, which...
Way more than they think.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, that Universal... And, like, I only notice this because I'm, like, such, like, a theme park nerd. Sam, maybe you also notice this, but I genuinely feel that Universal has... a way better relations approach to its customers now than Disney does. I think their ticket prices are more fair. I think they offer better incentives for like their annual passes and things like that. And I think customer service, I don't know. I just think it's a little bit better at Universal right now.
Yeah, I don't know about I only had an annual pass there 1 year, and then we like didn't use it. We're like, that was a waste. But the annual pass was also like $200 or something at the time.
Right.
But I know Kaylee went the other day, to meet up with her cousins, and, remember she paid $32 for parking, was prepared to pay $110 for the ticket. But then when she got there, they were like, oh, it's like, but today the tickets are $130. And I'm like, okay. And so, I mean, it still winds up costing almost $200 to go there. It's pretty much the same as Disney. They are obviously, when they add new stuff to it, like, I think they have a leg up over Disney in some ways. The drone show that's there, instead of fireworks at night. Seems like it's awesome. Incredible. I've seen it from the highway, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Pretty much. I've heard that it's absolutely amazing. And obviously, when Harry Potter World came out, we're like, oh, there's not this level of immersion at Disney anywhere. So I'm assuming that the brand new park will be that times 100, and Disney does not have anything like it. So,
we'll
see.
No, I agree. And it's like... Disney, I don't know. Disney, the thing that sucks about Disney is like, it's such a massive company that everything has to like be balanced. Like, if it was like, if someone gave me the keys, I'd be like, take all this money, put it all into Disney World, put it all into the parks. Like, what about the movies? I go, movies, schmovies. Yeah. Just do this. But that's not how the company operates, which kind of stinks. But I don't know. I just, you know, for a place founded by Walt Disney, who was basically being like, this place isn't a museum and things need to ever be changing. I feel like the things they've been changing at Disney are just like cool in like concept and then in execution, a little bit of a letdown, because I feel like they sell you on everything. And then when they're like, here's it is. And you're like, yeah, but what about this thing? They go, yeah, that got cut. It's like, remember like Galaxy's Edge? And they were like, you know, they'll be, you know, people, there'll be citizens of that world walking around. And that never happened. And that's such an easy thing to do. But they just don't. And it's just like, eh. So the Villains Park, our expansion, I'm sure it'll be cool for what it is, but I wanted a park.
Yeah, I did too. I think it would be sick to do a whole Villains Park.
Yeah.
But
no, just give me a ride on par with Guardians of the Galaxy and we'll talk.
Yo, give me more coaster. I rode the Hagrid coaster at Islands of Adventure, his new one that they added at Harry Potter World. Give me more fucking roller coasters like that, because that was incredible. That was worth the 90-minute wait. Like,
cool.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it, because there's so many things.
That, I know. Like, I'm always tempted to watch a video on it. I'm like, I'll get on it. I'll get on it someday.
Yeah.
I'll get on it someday.
Same.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, Matt, by the way, you sound like you're recording at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, y'all hear that?
It's where a kid can be a kid.
I didn't know if that was being picked up, but
I think your door's open.
Well, the cat opened it. It's not like it's a heavy door, but I'll shut it either way. So we'll be right back.
Will, do you want to jump to your death? You won this week.
What week doesn't Will win?
Yeah, I know. It's becoming a pain in the ass. Listen, I'm just going to make my deaths worse and worse.
That did not work for Fro historically, so.
I'll go back and revisit.
Yeah, I got a little something here. So, Matt's mom was in the hospital. And she was a mighty strong woman in her day, standing over 6 feet tall with a physique that would have made the Iron Man himself, Charles F. McDonald, envious. Until she became bearing her third child, I think. How many siblings do you have? Third child. The yet-to-be unnamed baby boy stewed in his mother's womb like dirty dishes left to soak in the sink. Throughout the doctor's checkups, they noticed he was growing exponentially faster than any baby they had ever seen. This became alarming because Matt's mother was noticeably losing mass and bone density through her monthly checkups. She started shrinking, losing over 12 inches in height as the baby boy just consumed all her essential nutrients, causing his head to grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of her calcium went to the growth of Matt's teeth. And boy, were they large. He was the first known baby to C-section himself out of the womb. And it stunned all the doctors who tried to grab the slippery baby who was chattering away, trying to bite them all, when they dropped him and he bumped his head and died.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah,
that's all I got.
All right.
Well, there's nothing like a good analogy. Like, dirty dishes soaking in a sink really got me.
Yeah. That was basically, that's all I wrote down, and the rest I just... Anywho.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Beautiful work.
All right.
All righty.
So,
I love your mom, by the way. Sorry to bring her up. Like,
that's fine. She's doing well. So
she used to be so much taller though.
Yeah, she really age really pulled her down back to closer to the earth.
So whose fault is this week's topic?
Me?
This is
so we're doing top five names for body parts. And this, and you know, we could have just done top five names for breasts or a buttocks or anything like that. But I was like, no, who, I don't know if anyone has like names they like for other appendages. So let's just open it up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do top five body names for body parts, and they could be any body part. And then Charles had the good idea to try to have us give the name that we like and have everyone guess what the body part is, which I did think was a good idea until I started making my list and mine were just so utterly obvious.
Yeah.
I said, well, we can still do that, but I mean, to be pretty clear here.
Off the top of my head, I was like, oh, that seems like a good idea. And I was like, no, because these are going to be pretty obvious, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, top five names for body parts. You know, kind of right back into our regularly scheduled programming. And that's what we do here at the Top 5 of Death. And go to top5ofdeath.com if you're not part of the Discord yet. And you can, you know, comfort Will when he's crying. there you go. Sam, do you want to start?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. So do you want to give us the name and we'll guess the body part, or do you not want to do that?
No, that's good. That's good.
All right, let's do it then. Hit us with the name.
All right, my number five is Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Well, this is tricky.
Yeah.
I'll go with the obvious boobies.
Going with hands.
You going with hands?
Yep.
Will?
I'll take a swing and say ham hocks.
All right, so ham hocks. Thanks.
Charles, you were closest. Here's Mary-Kate, and here's Ashley.
There you go. Just an excuse to flex his little girl biceps. Muscles.
Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley for biceps.
Okay. What happened to them?
They're billionaires, and they're just chilling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good for them.
Yeah.
All right.
Did anybody else watch Bubble Bubble Toil and Trouble this Halloween season?
I did not.
No,
no, but I did. My early dancing career got brought up when I did a tap dance number to Brother for Sale, where as the only boy in the class, I was the brother. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was the subject of an auction, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also like my reparations.
That's fantastic.
2024, baby, we're back. We're so back.
Yeah, and then one of them covered up for Heath Ledger's death, right?
Mm-hmm.
What? Hold on, is that a conspiracy that I don't know about?
Well, didn't she literally clean his apartment before, like, the police came? Like, I forget which one. Let's call it Ashley.
Yes.
What? Mm-hmm. I have to go. I knew this episode before. I have to go. I didn't hear about this till right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a well-known thing. They basically straight up did not question her either afterwards, so.
Oh, my God. All right, whatever. Let's move it along. I have to fucking get on this.
All right.
Oh, my God. all right, Will, you're up.
All right, my number five, and see if you can figure this one out, is Snatch Grabber.
Snatch Grabber?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Just your hand?
I would go hand. I can't grab anything with anything other than my hand.
I was just going to assume it was straight up the snatch.
Yeah, but no, Snatch Grabber.
Yeah.
Grabber.
It's a utility version. It's a snatch grab.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. All right.
Need your phone.
Charles would be right.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I know it doesn't make much sense, but it's just a term I came up with a long time ago. It's just been my way to refer to a female genitalia, usually on an unsavory woman.
On an unsavory woman.
Yeah, it's not an endearing term by any means. So
unsavory.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yep.
All right. I mean,
gross.
Let's see. Let's see here.
Just you wait, Sam.
All right, Charles.
Yeah. My number five. I have old Statler and Waldorf.
Are these also biceps?
Nope. They're not biceps, that's for sure. My tiny biceps, my little biceps.
Are these your fists?
I feel like we all have to flex.
Yes, Statler and Waldorf are my fists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your fists. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to guess your creaky knees.
That's a very good guess. That might be a good transfer of names right there, actually.
Charles can't race. He's too busy getting Statlered in the bathroom. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like my list is stupid.
Anyone else nicknamed their fists, or are they coming up? Do we know?
We'll see.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess we'll see. Yeah. I haven't named anything on me except for my little walnut casing nut sack. I heard my wife just come up as I said that, so.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Okay, yeah, I mean, listen, I love Statler Walt.
Fine Muppets.
Is it Waldorf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Waldorf.
Are they named after hotels or ways to do chicken? What are they named after? Do you know?
I thought they were just old man names. Sam, I thought you were the expert on this.
Yeah, you're the Muppet King.
You're the one who fondled Muppet pipes.
Yeah, that's all right.
Goddamn right.
Yes, they are named after Statler, Hilton, and Waldorf Astoria. So there you go.
Oh.
New York City hotels.
Statler Hilton is his name?
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
Now we know. That's all a Muppet history lesson.
Yeah, my number five. I'll just go my number five. Mm-hmm. It's just, these are all just my favorite ones. So I really enjoy a good sweater cow.
Just a singular yeah. Sweater cow.
Just one.
Can only look at one at a time.
Do you ever pick up a girl by saying, "Hey, you got a fine sweater cow there"?
Yep.
And she goes, just one.
I lost the other one in a gumball machine. Just popping a nip right in the thing, trying to get the casing out. And it hits a gear. She tries to get it out and just.
Oh, no.
Mounds it right up. Yeah, I should be a consultant on horror movie death. I can't imagine the scene where it'd be like this girl's like, "Oh, I really want this I don't know, this, you know, My Hello Kitty sticker." She puts the freaking quarter in, turns the gears, gets stuck. She's like, "Oh God, the only thing long enough to get this thing is my nip." Freaking just pop a titty right in there. Just fucking wedge it in there. And then like there'll be like a camera shot of just like basically it'll just look like a Slim Jim being fiddled through the hole trying to poke the ball. And they're like, "Oh my God." And then the Slim Jim just gets caught in the gear and then it just starts grinding it, and the woman just going, "Ah, ah." And then like she turns around and all of the market baskets looking at her.
And then one guy says, "Hey, nice sweater, cow."
Yeah, because the other one's poking out. She doesn't know. She doesn't know what to be more upset about. Fire department comes, and they're like, "Oh, lady, we're going to have to amputate one of your cows." She's like, "No, I need them." She said, "Well, I'm sorry." And they cut it off, and then cut to me bumping into her 10 years later at a Dunkin' Donuts. And I go, "Hey, toots, nice sweater, cow." She goes, "Thank you. No one's noticed it in years." And then that becomes a notebook, too.
Right. Well, itself.
What a journey.
That's my number five.
Yeah. Sweater cows.
All right. Who's up, Charles?
Sam, I think.
Oh,
Sam, right.
Yep. Where are you from? Already.
It's fucking my things all screwing up.
Yeah, my number four. Hang on, let me consult my list. My number four is Phil and Lil.
I see a trend.
Just flex and get it over with.
this one's Phil, and this one's Lil.
Oh, my God. I wish this one was Phil, and then when you lifted your other arm, you had, like, an atrophied, like fucking, like, little shriveled arms. Like, this one's Lil. Is that what, is that biceps again?
It is.
Okay. All right.
I mean, look, those guns can't be sleeved.
Yeah.
That's not what he's using for.
I don't think I've ever seen Sam wear sleeves. Actually,
I'd really prefer not to.
You don't got like old Lebedee's arm hair. You can't see it on camera, but man, this thing is covered.
Well, what's funny is I have to shave this arm, and then I have to shave half of this arm.
Why?
It looks crazy. The tattoos get all covered up.
I have to shave my my upper arm because this hair is blonde. This hair is dark. Figure that part out. So I have to shave this whole area.
Half of it's an implant.
Well, I gotta get rid of the dark ones.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to look weird. My beard's already a different color than my hair.
Yeah, what's wrong with your shit?
It's mostly red. This is dark, dirty blonde.
You're like the end result of like someone making a person through like a Play-Doh push machine. And like other Play-Dohs.
Yep. Yep.
The obsessed with getting things pushed through machines today.
big machine push guy over here. All right. Well, Phil and Lil.
Did anyone not know if they were boys or girls or whatever? Or I always thought they were both.
The election's over. We already voted on this.
Jesus Christ. I always thought they were both girls.
It's over. What do you mean? Which ones were which?
I always thought that Phil and Lil were both girls, and Phil was short for Phyllis. But I was wrong.
Phyllis and Lilith.
Listen, they never showed the genitalia on the baby, so
that's Sam's biggest gripe with the show.
Yeah.
Rugrats wasn't sexy enough.
Got that fucking Tommy Pickles leg just fucking hobbling over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that one, Will, what's your number four?
All right, my number four, and I wrote most of these before we were going to do the guessing game, so this is pretty straight up. But it's a favorite of mine, Bubbies.
That's a fun one.
Is this an elderly person's breast?
I hate this. Yeah.
I've only ever heard elderly people refer to their own breasts as Bubbies.
Okay. we'll
say old tits.
Oh, oh no. Honey, I got my bubby stuck in the gumball machine again.
They're a lot more susceptible because they hang lower.
I was just walking by and it got sucked right in. My bubbies. You want a bubby fuck me later? Oh, yeah. Throw one over my shoulders.
Yeah, we can throw it behind the back.
That's right.
Over the shoulder boulder holder.
Well, I guess my number four is gone. No, just kidding. I hate this. I hate Bubbies so much.
I want to know why this gumball machine is stalking the elderly.
Yeah.
They all go to Market Basket.
Where do you think pepperonis come from?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, now the show's ruined. Who's up? Me?
It's me.
Charles.
Yeah. This is one I heard yesterday, and it's not really a part of your body, but it is technically. It'd be spook bone.
Well, is that another way of...
What?
I can't even say it.
If I could project my image to the world, I'd be canceled. But go on.
You guys don't know what your spook bone is? What's your guess?
I could guess. All right. So if I had to guess what my spook bone would be, I would probably say it's, I don't know, my tibia?
I never know where that is.
This is your funny bone?
Yes, it is another term for your funny bone. So this only made it onto my list because yesterday we were listening to an audiobook, or Jess was listening to her audiobook in the car, and it's just like the main voice actor. I have no idea. It's another
fantasy smut.
So no, it's some mystery like thriller book, I'm guessing. But it's narrated by this like guy with this like southern accent, and then so I'm sitting there reading my book in the car, and I just hear
you like, read in the car.
Yeah.
So you're out of your mind. No wonder why you're fucking puking all over the place.
But out of just like, I just hear in the background just Spookbone, and like, I just fucking erupt in laughter for some reason. That just hit me in the right spot. But yeah, it's another term for like your funny bone, or when you feel like something's off in this situation type thing.
Jesus.
But like Spookbone, it's just a fun word as well. Because spooky's a fun word.
What book is it?
No idea. I can ask Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah.
What? What audiobook were you listening to yesterday with Spookbone?
The Bible.
We're all the same in the dark.
We're all the same
in the dark show.
I was listening to that album yesterday.
Oh, wait, don't tell me what the album's called. Oh, my God. Oh, Marilyn Manson. What the fuck is that? What's the album called?
Mechanical Animals.
Mechanical Animals.
Jesus Christ, is that album good?
You know what's funny? I wanted to listen to that the album the other day, but I didn't. I remember I went to the local record store that doesn't exist anymore, and I bought it on cassette. That's so cool.
I have the vinyl. Oh,
come on. Yeah, that book... is porn, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah. No, I'm no big city lawyer here, but I am a southern gentleman. And I testify to my spook bone came nowhere near the bell, the ball.
What are you, main justice lawyer?
That's right. We're going to drag him by Uncle Orville's boat across the Louisiana swamp. You can put out that ass fire.
That's so good.
Dude, that's the sentence.
So funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Spookbone it is. Mm-hmm. Yep, I won't use it.
Not in public.
No. All right. My number four.
Yeah.
Number four, turd cutter.
Nice.
I think that's such a funny,
it's your
funny
hand, name. Right? It's your hand.
Yeah.
It's your teeth.
You make mock scissors.
Yep.
Reach back and it's just blip, 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 snip. Blip, 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 snip. Cut those turds. Mm-hmm. You ever have to cut up a turd to have it go down the toilet?
After it's happened? No.
Yes.
No. If you flush three times and it doesn't go, it deserves to stay.
It's part of your family now.
No, there's definitely some close times.
What do you have, a poop knife? Is that where this actually came from? You gotta cut
no,
up in the toilet?
No. Oh, hold on. My wife's coming in. What? Oh, she wants me to keep talking. I'm talking about cutting up turds in a toilet.
Yeah, go back. Listen, this
stop
is
talking.
This is what I was hoping for.
Do you want to
after
talk or not? Another husband at Target?
Good luck.
That's right. His turds already come. Yeah,
and get it pre-chopped
turds.
I was really hoping that after the election that we would return to the poo poo pee pee show.
Oh, the poo poo pee pee fart show.
We're back, baby.
We're so back.
Is this your anus?
Yes, it is specifically
your anus.
It is specifically your
the
your
sphincter.
Whole, yeah,
sphincter. The Egyptian god of the sphincter, Anus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to think I was so funny because I would say, I would be like, instead of going to the bathroom to like take like a dump or a shit, I'd be like, excuse me, I have to use my sphincter muscle to extrude fecal matter from my anus.
That is a sentence. Every time you have to go to the bathroom, man.
I just thought it was funny.
I just say I got to go have a conversation.
Conversation?
I got to go have a conversation with the toilet. I'll be back. That's what I say. I don't think it's funny. That's just what I say. So
So the ramen I like, which is delicious, and I might have some as soon as the show's over. Man, it's great, but it is fucking up my turds. They are just mushy AF. I haven't had a clean movement in a long time.
How much of this ramen are you eating?
A lot. It's so good. Sam, it's so good.
I'm not saying it's not good.
Well, then what do you want me to do?
What percentage of your diet is this ramen?
Too much. Listen, I'm going to keep buying it till RFK doesn't let me. So there you go. God, it's so good. If anyone wants to know what it is, it's Shin Black Ramen. You have
Shin
to get
Black
it.
Ramen. You
Shin
heard it here.
Black Ramen. Shin Black Shin Blacky Ramen. Yeah. Speaking of Asian voices, I'm on like episode 70-ish of My Hero Academia. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Which tournament is that? I don't even know.
They're like they just met like the big three. Bakugo just found out how Midoriya got his quirk from All Might. I wanted to say it in the most anime-y sentence-y way I could. I had to figure out how to use all the terms that they use. It's good. It's not as adult as I would like. It's not like as aggressive as like Demon Slayer or Jujutsu Kaisen.
No, yeah.
But it is good. It is hero-based, which is cool. I do like the world that it built. I think that's actually very, very neat.
The side characters they keep introducing are far more interesting than everyone else. So
yeah,
they
Gang Orca is sick.
Gang Orca, Fat Gum is fucking awesome. You're not even, there's a...
I know, I'm missing so many. I just learned the quirk of the girl, the like lunatic girl in the League of Villains. She can like shapeshift.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's also Rumi Yusagagi is going to be coming up in like two seasons. She's fucking badass. She's basically half bunny. It's basically basically buff Lola Bunny.
Nice.
But she's fucking badass. All the side characters are awesome in that show.
Yeah. It's cool. Yes. Turd cutter.
Yeah.
Yep. Number four. If you're going to have noodle poops, you better have a good turd cutter.
Turd cutter. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been real big too lately. I don't know. I can tell when it's poking out of the water before looking because that smells different.
And that's why the water's there. One of the reasons.
I need more water. Whenever I go to drop a deuce, I bring an extra cup of water to pour between my legs in case I suspect I might poke out of the water.
I could just see you turning the sink on and reaching over and getting a handful at a time.
Jesus, the turd's sticking out. I can smell it. It smells like an asshole.
Top5ofdeath.com.
Top5ofdeath.com. Imagine hanging out with me every day. It's awful.
I wonder if we're going to be able to make any shorts popular off of this one. We'll see. We'll see
people
how
the humor
goes. Yeah.
All right. Sam, number three.
All right, my number three is
Nikki. Go ahead.
You can guess the other one.
Minnie?
No, Nikki's one.
Oh, Nikki?
Yep.
Niles?
Bree?
Yep, Bree's the other one. This one's Nikki.
Okay.
And this one's Bree.
This one's Bree.
All right.
Doesn't one of them have gigantic implants and the other one doesn't? So I was expecting one to be really big and then just, again, another small
one. You are accurate.
Yes.
One of your arms is mostly plastic.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Unrelated, but plastic arm reminded me of this. I saw one of the funniest fucking things. I don't know if any of you guys have seen this. My dad sent me this. This is a clip from Johnny Carson from 1992. And as Steve Martin doing a bit as... He does a magic bit as the great Fly Dini.
Fly Dini?
I never heard of it before. My dad had never heard of it. And he sent me this. He's like, I found this online. You should watch it. And it's a Steve Martin. He comes out on the Tonight Show. And this is the amazing thing about him is like, he didn't need to do this. It must have taken him so much time to develop this routine where within the first 2 seconds he's in a tuxedo, he flips open his coat and unzips his fly. And then the rest of the time he's wearing a fake arm, so his other arm is in his pants, and things are coming out of his fly for the next like 10 minutes. It's incredible. The amount of talent taken to develop and perfectly execute this on live TV is unreal. Sorry, fake arm reminded me of that, but I had to bring it up because it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I'm going to save this for later.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to queue it up.
The great fly yep. beanie on YouTube. You will. It's like 7 minutes long, and you will not be disappointed.
I just see a snapshot of one frame where there's a woman talking on a corded phone that's coming out of his fly.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's funny because at first you can't tell that he has like a fake arm. So when things start to like legitimately like emerge from his crotch, it's a really great illusion.
That's good.
Anyways, that's good. Yeah. Fucking Nikki and Brie.
Alrighty, Will. Yep.
My number three. Matt, you might have heard this one because I think our friend Justin made it up, but I've always had a soft spot for the term Mohang.
Mohang?
I thought it was a term. I know it, yeah.
Is this the area in between your balls and your anus?
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it before, but it speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would guess it would be.
Mohang.
I don't know if Justin made it up. If he did, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I heard it. It might have been him.
I've only heard it from him, and I've adopted it myself as a great way to describe the taint region.
There you go.
Flies under the radar when you're, you know, talking in public.
Hit me right in the mohang.
God, my mohang is so itchy today.
Do you guys ever ride UTVs in Mohang, Utah?
Not anymore. Not after this conversation.
I have had an STD on my mohang.
Oh, hey! Ba-ba-go! No, mohang's good. I remember we used to say it all the time back in the day. That was a popular one for sure.
I think he might have made it up because I just Googled it, and the Urban Dictionary definition is the little balls of shit that get stuck to your ass hairs.
No, so, those are called dingleberries.
Yeah, yeah. You can't top dingleberry, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No. Buried Alive is such a good band, and they have a
dingleberry
song called Dingleberry, and it fucking rips. Not to go off on a tangent, but I feel like that's all this episode's going to have to be. But
yep.
This is band Buried Alive. I played them before on the show way back in, like, when Kat was on it. But then like I started to like watch Instagram reels, and the dude comes up because he's like a really good guitar player. But he's got fucking he's got like an aesthetic to him. He's got a style to him that's like basically just like neon kind of whatever. And he has these fucking guitars, Sam. You'd like this. But he's got these guitars that have like all these like light effects on them. Yeah, like,
cool.
It's super, super. I've never seen anything like it. And they just like, they fucking, I don't know. They go really, really fucking apeshit wild. But his guitar playing is awesome. And the band is super sick. I want to see if I can find just like a clip of him playing. Cause I guess I didn't realize that he was like that good. But. What do I know?
What does he play in acrylic BC Rich?
They got it. Well, no. what are they? I think they're Schecter's.
Yeah.
Buried as in buried.
Yeah. Buried. Yeah. That's the joke.
For him. I was like, I don't see this.
And I don't know who does his artwork, but I love it.
Barry DeLive. BARRY DALIVE.
Yeah, I don't get how this works at all.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta show you this clip. I'm just watching this guitar because it's just phasing through all these lights, like even on the fretboard, and I'm not exactly sure how it works. But it's pretty cool stuff. But Buried Alive is sick.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it for whatever it was.
Mohang.
My number three.
Mohang.
Yeah. There you go.
Now it's up to Charles.
Charles. Number three.
Charlie, yeah, the boy is gonna give us his number three, a little boy named Charlie.
My number three is the DMZ.
the demilitarized zone?
Do we have our first duplicate?
Yes.
The DMZ?
DMZ, the demilitarized zone, is the taint area for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I call it. It's a demilitarized zone. Nothing goes on there and nothing should.
Mm-hmm. Never got a tongue. You're like a little bit of a kink boy. I'm surprised you haven't like had like a tongue dragged across. Of course you have.
Yeah. Yes. Of course.
Charles is our secret kink man, by the way. I don't know if people know this.
You can find me dressed up as a Kodiak bear at furry conventions.
Take a picture with the Kodiak.
Yeah. I almost said an orca because of fucking gang orca.
Dude, gang orca's sick.
You can find me dressed up as an orca at furry convention.
When he first showed up, I was like, who's this guy?
And yeah.
He's a guy who just has his head is an orca, but he's just dressed up like a fucking gangster. And I was like, and his name is just Gang Orca. And I'm like, dude, I'm into it.
Yeah. No explanation about the rest of them. Just, but yeah. Yeah.
No.
The
but,
DMZ.
That makes me think of DMV, which makes me think of Primus. Have you heard DMV by Primus?
No, I've never really dug into Primus, actually. Yeah.
I just want to play this opening bass line, because we were talking about bass lines earlier, and obviously Primus is known for it, but DMV has got like one of the coolest tappy bass. Sam, are you familiar with this song at all?
No.
Listen to this opening fucking just honestly, I think DMV might be one of the most pinnacle-y songs to be like, hey, what's Primus about? And this song is just like, it's got a super interesting, tappy, groovy bass line to it. The drums play with the bass. It's super sick, but just check this out. This is so Primacy.
Mm-hmm.
That song's Prime. Just to not get fucking whatevered, I'll turn it down. But I love that fucking.
They have such a distinct sound. Every time you'd be like, oh, what band is this? Like, that's Primus.
Oh, yeah. There's a new band out. Kind of, sort of, like, they're a little bit more heavy and, like, they're metal-y, but they're, like, Primacy, sort of. I forget their name, but they came across like my social medias. I remember hearing it being like, this is like super Primacy, and they definitely are going for that. And I don't know. I like it and I don't like it. I like it that the sound will continue to exist, but Primus should live and die as a bubble. Mm-hmm. But never heard of a DMZ as my taint, though.
Yeah. That's it.
You'll
have someone cross it once, and that's enough for you. No more.
Yeah. Charles, have you had your butthole touched?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You'll have someone always ask beforehand.
I think my cheeks would clench so hard and I would shoot up out of my wherever whatever was going on. If someone came near my they would touch the hairs around my butt and I go, whoa.
Yeah. Basically that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be into it.
He talked about it on the show before, and that's when we realized he was raped.
And ladies, or men, if you're going to do that, don't have long nails. No one wants that.
Just scraping the shit off the sides of the walls. Honestly, that's the biggest thing. It's just the poop aspect of it. But I'm really not into it in any way.
Yeah, it's like sticking your finger up in a bubblegum machine.
Oh, God. And we heard about that woman who lost her breast.
Terrible.
And the old lady that lost her bubbies.
That's right.
My bubbies. My bubbies. Bubbies. Excuse me. Charlie. Your food's ready. You come over here and get it. Your bubbies. Slap my bubbies down in the taters. Tater bubbies. Smacking them around. To pour the gravy on it for your bubbies.
It's becoming happy slowly like Gollum.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll get some of the bubbies. Just pass them around and put them on a tray. Just try to pass them around.
Turtles, bubbles, turtles.
The bubbies?
Yeah. Who's that, me?
You.
Yes.
You're number three.
My number three is Ham Wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know what this means.
What does this mean, Will?
It's the vagina of a cold, dead woman.
I don't know about that qualifier at the end.
Yeah.
That wasn't a part of my... I just knew it as a vagine.
A vagine!
Ham Wallet. So when someone said that the first time, I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a funny term. Yeah.
Very funny.
Yep.
How many slices of ham do you prefer in your ham wallets?
Two?
You like a nice clean two or like an 8 or 9?
Why is it 8 or 9?
Yeah. 8 or 9 layers.
It's Cthulhu.
It's not a blooming bouquet of ham.
Oh, man.
By the time she's referring to her boobs as bubbies, they might be.
Oh, my God. But that time, it's just, I imagine that just being holding two pieces of Laffy Taffy by like the little corners and just letting gravity do its work. Dragging it out. Just dragging it down. Speaking of the old woman who lived with my friend that tricked her into eating cat shit because he told her it was a brownie. One time she needed help coming down the stairs and she would like go on her butt and she like was coming down the stairs in like her nightgown, but she wasn't wearing any underwear. And she totally flashed my friend her old elderly ham wallet. Yeah. And I was on the phone with him and I remember he was going like, come on. And he went, and I was like, what happened? And he just got on the phone. He's going,
and they've been together ever since.
Tim Mazza, if you're out there, I've been looking for you for a little while and you can't find you.
Sam?
Gross.
Sam Wallet.
Whatever do? Sam Wallet.
My number two is Tia and Tamara.
Gee. I wonder.
Sam, if you do anything other than hold up your biceps now covered in shoe polish, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, my God.
Black face is wrong, but black arms. Nobody's
just mad black at biceps. Just black biceps. There's Tia. And there's Tamara.
Yo, I had such a absolute crush on Tia and Tamara back in the day. Mm-hmm. And they look great now.
They do.
You want to talk about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen just being absolute skeletons? Mm-hmm. Like Tia and Tamara, they age like so well.
Mm-hmm. The classy broads.
Mm-hmm. Good for them. They wouldn't be on this show.
What? What do we do?
Top five of death featuring Tia and Tamara.
Tia and Tamara.
They got some nice bubbies.
Hey!
Oh.
Bubbies!
Never knew how much I bubbies.
We got to get a celebrity on this show. I don't know how. We got to do it. I don't know what that would even entail. We got to bring Taaska back. Listen, 2025. Let's set up for some success here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I won't have an infant anymore. I'll have a 1-year-old. But it is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But man, let's Let's go, man.
Let's start harassing one celebrity we can get.
Who should?
Just one gettable one. And just being like, why don't you be on a show? Just send them that consistently over and over again.
Yeah, Dave Coulier.
Oh my God, I was just going to say Dave Coulier.
Really?
Yes, and I was going to say he has cancer. He might need...
We're running out of time.
Oh, is that what that news thing I saw the other day was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, tell him I have the cure, and I'll give it to him if he comes on the show. That sucks.
It does suck, but it's pretty crazy we both picked the same person.
It is.
There's 8 billion people.
You know what? I bet Alanis Morissette feels real bad now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bitch.
Bitch. Who
Brock Lesnar.
Who are you? Yes, that's what it is. That's what I was like, I know you're referencing something that we talked about. It. Bitch. All right. Tia and Tamara, looking great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Will?
My number two is the Milkman.
The Milkman? Oh, your peepee.
Yeah.
What? No. Some man with an enlarged milk gland in their breast.
Is it your hand? Is it your hand, Will? You're not calling it your hand? Okay.
Nope. Your upper lip.
Close. It's your prostate. Because if you tickle it the right way, out comes the milk.
Yeah, and my finger in my bum, and in the milk it came out of a pee-pee. And the milk man.
That's from the trailer to the new Bob Dylan biopic.
I got my finger on my bum, and the milk come out my dick. Oh, my God. It's so you've seen it. Get the milk up my dick. My hat, you know, picking it off and on.
You know, I knew that Timothy Chalamet did a really great job portraying Bob Dylan, but especially in his milk phase.
Man, can't believe he went milk.
It's the only way I can come.
It's the only way Bob Dylan can get off is when his milk is made with the prostate rub. We had a friend growing up who was really tiny bodied, and he confessed to us later in his late teens, early 20s, that if his poop is big enough, he will come because it'll touch his prostate. That is a true story. That is a true story.
Wow.
Yep.
What an experience.
And then I had general questions. I said, do you like orgasm? He's like, no, it just like cum just kind of comes out. And I was like, that's insanity. I said, what was the last time you used the bathroom at my house?
Like, how much ramen do I need to eat to make this happen for me?
No, those poops are too mushy. I used to have fucking logs, dude.
It's interesting you have mushy poops after ramen because ramen is so high in salt content that it should just lock that shit right up.
It's like the spice, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a spicy ramen.
This is why it's going to transition so well to next week's topic of the foods to eat to make terrible farts.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my farts.
Hey, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. That's a perfect topic.
That's true. Thankful
top 5 fart recipes.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. If you want a gassy Thanksgiving, sharing some farts with your family. That's what it's all about.
Hell yeah.
Is it me?
Is it you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number two is cake.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got it? Yeah. Everyone know this? This is very straightforward. This is very straightforward. I love this term. I could have done a whole list of just names for butts, and I should have. But I love the term cake. I don't know why. It's so fun. It's fun to say.
I feel like it references a specific type of butt, like the Bailey's butt.
Yeah, that girl's got a lot of cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite body part on Jess. Jess has got a lot of cake. I'm sure she's very happy to know this is now on a podcast. But yeah.
Did you just say that super fast, or is that my computer?
No, I said that very fast.
Before she got in the room to hear you say it.
No, she's
I can't wait to meet her and bring this up. Like, hello.
Charles was right.
So nice to see you. Yeah. Cake. Cakey cake. She'll go, what the fuck is this? Is he like mentally okay?
And you what go, a weird thing to say at someone's wedding.
You turn around, just me nibbling on my elbow.
Speaking of the wedding, I can't wait to see Sam's sleeveless tuxedo.
Listen, I'll be working at the wedding, so I don't have to wear sleeves.
Oh my God, I'm going to make you take so many fucking pictures of me. I want to have more pictures than the bride. You're going to go through your soon to be wife's going to be like, oh, let's look at all the pictures. He's like, there's your friend Matt. And there he is again. Here he is there. He's somehow in this one too. And this one's only in my family.
We review the footage, Doug's footage, and it's also.
Oh, Doug's going to be there too?
Yeah, Will, you can meet Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I fucking can't wait. I'm showing up a day early.
Sam and Doug are working it, and then I guess Kaylee and Emily are coming together. I don't know if they want.
My wife will be fucking pumped.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So I have to get Doug and Emily save the date. I should have brought one down last time, but I forgot. So
what a fucking idiot.
Way to spoil Sam's number one.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Doug and Emily.
Doug and Emily. Yeah. Cake, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Love good cake.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Matt?
Me again? You? Already?
I feel like I was just talking about ham wallets. No, we're getting right through these.
Oh my God. This one isn't as funny. But man, it'll hit me. I'm not trying to build this up. I'm really not. But man, I love when people say dinky. Oh, my dinky.
I gotta say, this show is the reason I'll refer to something as a dink.
Oh my God.
It was never in my vocabulary until this show.
It's fucking dink ass over here.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. It just dinky. It's got that attack and it's just dink. Oh my fucking dink. Next time you're having relations, be like, oh yeah, suck that dink. See how that works out. Like, how's my dink feeling you?
It'll stun her.
Mind if I slide this dink into your ham wallet? Let me see that sweater cow.
Yeah, baby, ride that dink.
Yeah, see? It's so good. It takes anything that's, slightly serious and makes it unserious.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how I live my life. Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dinky.
Old dink.
Oh.
Mr. Dink always made me laugh.
Burp. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Very expensive.
Yo, my TV is fucked.
Which TV?
Right. My main one. Someone's over my house the other day, and they pointed out that The Simpsons looked green. And I said,
oh, no.
What? They're like, yeah, The Simpsons aren't colored right. And I was like, no, that's right. No, it's not. I was wrong. TV, the color is all fucked up.
Have you tried adjusting it?
I have. Well, I haven't had time to try to adjust it because it's always on and in use.
Oh.
So it's tough, but I got to get a new TV anyway. And Mr. Dink just reminded me of that. Yuck. Yuck, yuck,
yuck. Black Friday right around the corner.
I know. I know. I got to get a new Xbox before I do anything because I got to play Marvel Rivals when it comes out.
Do you not have an Xbox?
Is that coming out on PC?
It comes out on everything.
Oh, okay.
But I play on Xbox, but it's only on the newer Xboxes. I still have an Xbox.
Ooh.
Fucking Series S over here that I play Overwatch on. Go ahead.
Is that a cross? Is this going to be
crossplay?
Crossplay?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, should be fun. If you want to go play with me day one, let me know. We'll see if we schedule it out. I might have to set up an entire gaming setup not in this bedroom, which is a bummer, but what are you going to do? But yeah, Dink, number two, baby. All right, we got a number one, so let's round it out.
All right. My number one. My number one is Drippin' Hog.
So drippy.
Drippin' and hog, right?
No, I just I just binged the show Detroiters.
Oh, did you? Is it awesome?
It's so awesome.
Yeah. God, I gotta watch it. What did you watch? Is it on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
It's, you know, obviously it's that same brand of humor from I Think You Should Leave, but it's a little bit more contained into like something that's an actual storyline. But the term Drippin' Hog comes up no less than a dozen times during that during that show. Sometimes in reference to children, which is a little funny. I had never quite heard it that way before. Anyone want to guess what it's in reference to?
A recently spent hog?
Just a term for penis.
Okay.
but that one really got me the right way. Drippin' Hog.
Tim Robinson's a treasure.
He is.
I've only seen clips of that show, but one of my favorite clips is him when he's trying to get his brother to come work for him.
Yep.
And he's like, come on, pack your bags. And he's like, they start yelling at each other. And he's like, you don't need your Slipknot mask. He's like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. He's like, what? He's like, a shower. And it's like, it's such a clearly improv scene. And it's like, just put those two in a room and let me just have like 24-hour access to the camera. Because I bet it's that guy is fucking hilarious.
The I just slept with Frankenstein's chick.
Yes. Guy. Have you ever seen the stand up?
No.
Oh my God. It's so intense. He's just wearing like khaki pants and like a green and white polo, like tucked in. And he's got like this, like a baseball cap on. He just looks like a shit bum dad. And he's just out of his fucking mind. He's just screaming all the time. And he's like, hold on. I see if I can just give me a second here. It's so fucking good. He's talking about, airplanes. Connor O'Malley. Hold on. Let's see here. Let's start. It's only 20 seconds long. Yeah, listen to this.
Too long.
You see that Top Gun movie? Yeah? Did you see that Top Gun movie? Yeah? Yeah, did you? Did you? How'd they get them planes so fast, huh? Man!
That's like the whole set. It's him just doing shit like that. How'd they get those planes so fast?
That's all about delivery, huh?
Oh my God, it is. And there's one part where he's like, he goes and like shakes this guy's hand in the audience. He's like so fucking intense about it. It's like the fucking football game. Oh, I love it. I love stuff like that. who's up? Will?
Me, I guess.
All right.
Yep. My number one is the Crimson Graboid.
The Crimson Graboid?
Yep.
Okay.
Sam's wincing. I don't know if he's got it in his head already, or is he worried. For
the crimson part is concerning.
Yes, is this the term for a prolapsed anus?
Of course it is.
Oh,
so you hit it right on the head. You know, for those who don't know, the graboid, the creatures from the movie Tremors.
Okay,
they're like sandworm type creatures, and I think they represent a crimson graboid, aka a prolapsed rectum, pretty well, because they get, you know, the fangs that kind of representative of hemorrhoids, and you know, the teeth. The teeth are the teeth. And sometimes if you just push a little too hard, it shoots out like a rocket from his sandy little hideaway.
Does anyone else have any prolapsed anus names? Because I have an honorable mention that I always liked.
Nope.
I always refer to it as a pink sock.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Anyone else got anything for?
I'll tell you. If you have one of these, try getting a hand job. Makes it shoot like fucking fireworks.
What are you talking about?
What?
What world? Haven't what you? World do you live in? How are you getting a hand job with a prolapsed anus? You standing up? And then who stands up to get a hand job? What world is this? I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed.
I'm so confused.
it's a very dark and gross world.
A lot of special experience.
Yeah,
Will's never had a prolapsed anus. Look at him. You just tell somebody, you know.
I got a taut turd cutter.
That thing cuts Legos in half.
Did anyone else have the same experience as me where the first time you saw something like that, you literally didn't know what you were looking at?
Of course. It's completely unnatural.
I think it happens during birth kind of often.
That's why I'm never having kids.
That's it.
That's why.
Wow, prolapsed anus.
All right. Charles.
Yucky.
Yeah. My number one is a dump truck. Very obvious.
That's a good one.
Right out there. I love it. I just think it's fun.
Charles, question for you.
Yep.
Can an ass be too big? I had this conversation with Dooley back in the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We actually had one earlier this year when we were flying back from Arizona or flying to. We were getting lunch in one of the airports, and yeah, there was a girl there who clearly had work done. Oh, and because
like comically,
when you sit, it should not like spread out underneath of you
like a fucking stretch
and
Armstrong.
I'm not talking like you know, usually sometimes it'll just like move around a size. That thing went like sat and then went like it's just comically too big. I would say a lot of the female rappers are that way.
Oh my god, and you don't notice it until you see like a real life photo of them, because like in their element, like they hide it or whatever, but then you see them in real life, like that's disgusting. Oh,
them, the Kardashians that way. Yeah.
I left this out of my check-in. I DJ'd a wedding the other day, yesterday, mm-hmm. 2 days ago. And I got there and I was like, oh, this is like a goth nu metal wedding, because like everything was black and they had like tarot cards and like potion things and like whatever. I was like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I looked at the list that they gave the DJ or whatever, and on the list they had under their like absolute must plays, like even with like added notes of like you have to play this. They specifically wanted Wet Ass Pussy Uncensored. Uncensored. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be fucking a nightmare. So
how much family was there?
Not a ton. It was at like put it this way. It wasn't a fucking high end wedding. Okay.
Yep.
It was at a VFW. And
I mean, look at the DJ. Am I right?
Listen, I'm an assistant. I charge too much. But so I was like, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But when the dancing started, we played some song. I forgot what it was, but it was like an edited version. And this fucking like, just like, I don't know. The bride ran over and was like, she said, don't play anything censored. And then it was just like so fucking trashy. And like when the bride came over and did that, I was like, what is she, fucking 13? Is she me when I was 13? And I was like, man, I'm going to play Fuck the World by ICP and put my speakers out the window and think I'm such a fucking cool guy. That's like... It was embarrassing. And it was just like awful. It was awful. It was so stupid. We actually we came up with this thing to be like, oh, let's get the bride to play the song so we can absolve. So no one looks at us and they're like, oh, these guys are awful. So like we made this whole thing. It was like, the bride's got the DJ controls And I was like, play, you know, play what's on, you know. And so we had her come over and like they're taking pictures. She like hit the play button and it was just fucking like whatever. However, that song is, it's not even a good song. It's not a good song at all.
Of course, it's not a good song.
Well, I mean,
I have a
go ahead.
I've got a similar story. It was not a wedding, but it was my aunt's like 60th birthday or something, or retirement party maybe. And we went out the night before and she goes, oh, I got to give a list to the DJ. You guys want to play any music? And I was like, yeah, I want you to play that Akon song, I Want to Love You, but make sure it's the uncensored version. And it was just a quick joke. My cousins laughed. Fast forward to the party. And she gets on the microphone and goes, and I have a special song for my nephew. And she calls me up to dance with her. And I danced with my aunt to Akon's I Want to Fuck You.
Why?
No.
That's too bad.
Just a family tradition.
That's too bad.
Great memories. Anyway.
Matt, I think it's your number one.
Oh wow.
Okay, so this is this is an obvious one. But I think it's funny. Cocksucker.
All right.
Your mouth?
Your mouth.
Yeah. Did we have to guess that one? I thought we all
I think it's so funny. It was like, oh, it fucking hit me right in the cocksucker. Shut your cocksucker. It's not in like my everyday vernacular as much as I wish it was, but there was a point in time where it was, and trying to bring it back. It's tough when you got kids. You gotta censor yourself there. Wednesday started saying damn it, which is very funny. She was walking with like a fake like thing of luggage, and the, like it opened up and just like everything fell on the floor. She just stood there and went, damn it. And then I looked at her and went, I mean biscuits.
Biscuits. Is she going through TSA?
I should start training him for TSA. Be like, all right, just do the thing from like the South Park episode. I'm like, all right, oh, come on, move your ass. But yeah, that's a great one.
You know, I've never heard that in terms of not being referencing a person.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're going to
hone it down,
tone it down to just a body part. That's it.
But that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Good list.
We do have a couple of fun butts.
Do we now?
Yeah, we'll just run right through them. First up, we have Mitch Mint, freshest of the fun butts. Number 5, he has patella. 4, fistula. 3, sphincter. 2, uvula. Number 1, pudenda.
Punta?
That's the only one I don't know. Pudenda.
Puta.
Next, we have K-Funk, number 5. No idea if I did this right, but I'm taking a shot. Number 5, talons. If you have talons on the ends of your hands or feet, gross. 4, giblets. 3, ding-a-ling.
Oh, that's a good one.
My father played me the Chuck Berry song when I was very young, and we laughed and laughed and solidified it as one of my favorites right then and there. 2, cram hole. And number 1, yabos.
Oh, yabos, good.
Yabos is a good yabos.
One. Yeah. Next, we have Mathematic. Number 5, he has dick. 4, penis. 3, schlong. 2, wang. Number 1, wiener.
Ask me about my wiener.
My wiener. And lastly, we have Brian Davis. Number 5, Uranus. 4, twig and berries. Nice. 3, hooters. 2, cooter.
And, oh, cooter's a good
number
one.
Number cooter. 1, schnoz.
Schnoz. My cooter.
Yeah.
Stick your schnoz in my cooter.
Got that's a twig in the cooter. That's it?
That's it?
God damn. I thought this would
have
been.
It's early.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's the fun butts. So, what are we plugging? YouTube? YouTube.com/@top5ofdeath.
Yeah, go to that. We got to get some numbers up there for sure.
We're on TikTok. If any of our listeners use TikTok, same thing, top5ofdeath.com or top5ofdeath, Instagram, top5ofdeath. It's all over there.
All over there. Yeah. I mean,
rate,
that's
like,
it.
Subscribe, do whatever.
Hell yeah. I think there might be a special audio episode coming out. I forgot to mention, I do have a taker to discuss the election with me who posted a very aggressive liberal thing. And I was like, all right. I was like, you want to talk about it? And man, did it take not convincing, but I had to like answer like some prerequisite questions for this person to consider it. The first thing he said is like, first thing you need to know is, do you accept that Joe Biden won the 2020 election? I was like, yeah, sure. Whenever you want. But it should be good. It's an old improv guy that I'm friends with, but man, he wanted me to listen to like some of his stuff. So I listened to this podcast called Knowledge Fight, and it's just these dudes that just hate Alex Jones and just like try to refute everything he's saying. And which is fine, but man, it's so smarmy. It's brutal to listen to. But we'll see. So there might be like a little bonus episode coming out. If you're into that sort of thing, you want to hear me talk to some very liberal person who said that they're going to try to convince me, that I'm wrong on everything. The other thing he asked me too is like how I measure the economy, which I can't wait for, but we'll see. So be on the lookout for that. Anything else, anybody?
No. Well, we're back, baby.
We're back,
baby.
Back
with the poo poo pee pee. Caca show.
Yeah. Fats.
All right. Well, then, with that, smell you later.